So we had to save some money, you know, because we had to take the buses. We rode the buses in those days. None of us could afford a car. I mean, like the young kids nowadays, when they get to high school, when they turn 16, they think they've got to have a car. My gosh, I never had a car till after I was married. But we just couldn't afford those things.
Well, now, during the war years, you're talking about being there. Did you stay there the whole time, or did you leave and go somewhere else during before the war was over? I think the war ended in, like, 45?
Well, I was teaching in Ashburn. See, I taught 1 year out from Wilson, 4 years in Warren, and then I taught 2 years in Ashburn. Well, before this second year was that December, I married he had came back from service. I wasn't really engaged to him. We had met, well, actually, the first year I went to Warrington, this friend of mine who lived across the street, I was living in a private home at that time.
And this was during the war he came home?
Uh-huh. He was, no, not during the war, before he went overseas.
Oh, before he went?
That was the first year. We went down to the bus station with her, this neighbor.
Uh-huh.
I don't remember what the reason we were going down there, but Ed, my husband, was fixing to get on the train, and he had his foot in the cast. I guess I've always had a soft heart for people who are hurt. But anyway, she introduced me to Ed. She knew him, and he asked me for a date, and I just thought he was just joking, but he did come back the next Thursday, next weekend, and for leave, and we started dating off and on, you know, coming in here. Of course, the war came in, and none of us, or at least not me, were really interested in marriage, because people were going overseas. We didn't want to make that kind of attachment, you know.
Right.
But during the war years, while I was in Warrington, I had six brothers. On Sunday night, I remember I used to write letter after letter after letter. I used to write a lot of letters to my brothers, and a lot to some of the servicemen that I knew. And it actually, I guess it did them a lot of good.
I'm sure it did.
I used to write a lot of letters.
Well, did you feel like that was kind of something that you could do to mm-hmm. help them, help their morale, and
well,
help them with news from home?
Well, I think it helped us, too, because uh-huh. at that time, many of us, there were not enough boys around to do a lot of dating. I was dating some when I'd go home. I was dating most of the time. This young fellow that lived in the neighborhood, he was the only boy in his family. He had six sisters.
Mm-hmm.
And his father had died earlier. So the family depended on him, so he was excluded from the army, you know, from the draft, because he always wanted, because he always felt like that he was, you know, not a part of the war, because most of his friends had gone, but uh-huh. they depended on him so much, you know. But when I would date him, we nearly always picked up another couple of girls, you know, and go to a movie, you know, so it's more like a friend
mm-hmm.
type of thing, rather than a romantic type of thing. Of course, he was supposed to be my dad, but he never married.
Well,
so
I'll be.
All those years.
So you met Ed right before the war. Before the
war, and I knew him for about 5 years before we were married. Because, see, the war lasted, about 4 or 5 years
uh-huh.
after several years after he went into service. Went overseas, and of course, when he came home, I was engaged twice in the meantime, and broke up, and I was a thick old young man. So he came to see me while I was wearing somebody else's ring, you know, and I told him I was engaged, so that kind of broke up for a while, and then I, you know, broke up with this fella, and we got back together again or something, so we eventually married. And
so what year did y'all get married?
In 1948. See, I met him about 43.
43.
Mm-hmm. 43. But see, most of that time he was overseas, so
uh-huh.
he didn't, you know, do a lot of that.
So he was involved in a lot of the
front
action.
And
did you write?
He had several brothers. Oh yeah, we wrote all the time, even when I was engaged. I told you I was kind of fickle. I used to write him, and you know, write several others, you know, people that we met, you know, and all that kind of stuff. And he kind of grew on me, you know.
Yeah, he did. He had that back, didn't he? Well, let's see. While you were teaching, did you? You talked about there not being very many men around because they were gone in the war.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember some activities around that place? where people did like raise crops or raise chickens or beef or things for the government for the boys?
I don't really remember too much of where we were. We were in the agricultural section, raising tobacco as a living, and some cotton, some corn. And, but I don't really remember that part about, you know, for the service. I'm pretty sure that they were the garden and acres and things like that. We did do that big. I'm pretty sure that certain acres they did do that, maybe out west where they had large gardens and so forth. But I don't remember all that.
What about you said there weren't many cars around?
No, I think you misunderstood. I said
we didn't have a car.
We didn't have. My daddy had a car, but I know my brothers, my two youngest brothers, had a car between them, if you want to call it a car. And they went off and left it. And when I was teaching it out in the country, the first year I taught school, one spring, there was four of us that roomed together in the same area of the building. We had something, the principal lived downstairs in that part. It was called a teacherage in those days. And when I first went out there, I hadn't done too much cooking in my life, but we were supposed to have someone. We had this old wood stove that we had this woman supposed to come in to do the cooking, but we paired off and we were supposed to buy the food. We put money into we took up money, a certain amount of money for the week, you know, and we took that money and bought food. And she was supposed to do the cooking, but half the time she didn't show up because those days it was hard to get. She'd find a job somewhere and didn't tell us she was coming. So it wound it up that the ones who were planning the meals had to do the cooking. I'd be, you know, and for the teachers, about 8 or 10 of us down there. And that was difficult for us to get up early. And when we had the maintenance man at the school, would come over early in the morning and build the fire for us and get it started, and hot for us and everything. But that was something I don't want to think about. I know that we had problems getting the right kind of food, and then of course we ate lunch at. At first, we had a woman in the neighborhood who took us in for about 2 weeks to get settled, you know. But then we had to be on our own. And of course, it was very difficult. We were about 25 miles from town to find a way to get to town, or hitch a ride to town to get the food and everything. Of course, we had stores close by, but to walk to the stores to get food. I mean, we really didn't have a lot of what I'd call grocery stores close by. They're more like service stations, you know, the kind of thing. So we didn't really have a good place to buy things.
What do you think a lot of that maybe resulted, or do you feel like it had anything to do with coming out of the Depression? And people, you know, being with a lack of a lot? Did you notice, or was that just something that people had gotten used to, just a way of life? Or was it maybe just that area where you were just away from the main, you know?
What are you talking about now?
You know, like when we came out of the Depression, you know, in the 30s, and then we reached World War I. Do you remember that time, you know, and how it kind of people learned?
You're talking about not having cars. And
and having to do that.
My daddy had a car, but I mean that, you know, the young folks in those days, I don't know where you were. They were just not pampered, you know, like they are now. Of course, money in those days was hard to get anyway.
Right, that's what I mean. You feel like that was a carryover through that area?
Well, it could be, but this is where our family priorities, I think, has changed because the kids now, they just spoiled to death. They get more, you know, they get so much more to do with.
Well, let me ask you this. We're talking about, like, women and where you were at, what you were doing this time. Did you notice that women's roles seemed to change during the wartime? Do you remember, like, the feelings of the women? Like, they wanted to do more, contribute more? Did you notice any of that in the area where you were?
Well, where you don't have too many men around, I guess naturally, maybe we were not fully conscious of the fact that they were changing. But I do know that women were taking more active part in other things. I remember, I think it was the first summer I came out of college, I wanted to get a summer job. So at that time, there was a factory, and I can't remember what they were doing. Maybe they were doing tires. I can't remember. Out of Charlotte, someone told me that was a good place to get a job.
Uh-huh.
So I took the bus down to Charlotte, you know, and got me a place in a motel there and found out where to get the bus to go out to that shop. And then went out there and took whatever tests need to be taken that day, but I never did hear anything from it, so apparently they were filled up. But when I went back home, I got a little job at a courthouse, you know, but it didn't last about 2.5 weeks because in the job, I don't know what kind of job it was. I was copying some material for something, and he told me I worked myself out of job, but I got the job done, you know, so I stayed with a lady in the community, you know, my mother. This shows you how things are different. A friend of my mother's lived there in Wilson, and she offered me a room in her house to sleep in, and she never charged me a penny, you know.
Oh.
Of course, I didn't make anything anyway, so if I'd have paid her, I'd probably been in debt anyway, but you know, people helped each other in those days. People, you know, shared and helped each other in those days.
There was a time when people had to help, wasn't it?
And two, after that, I didn't try to look for a job because my brothers were in service.
Uh-huh.
They, one by one, they were called into service. And they asked me not to leave my folks in the summertime because I was the only one living.
Right.
So I would teach. Warrington was about 50 miles from home. So I'd come home real often on the weekend, but they wanted me to be there in the summertime, so I stayed in the summertime with my folks and helped my daddy when I could with the farm and do what I could.
Yeah, you were able to do that, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's say, when the war ended and the boys started coming home, mm-hmm. Do you remember like maybe some things that took place or changes that occurred?
Well, when they started coming home, all of them want to get married. You know, they just wanted, I guess they missed the girlfriend. A couple of my brothers had been going regular with their sweethearts. And a couple of them had not met the girl they married, but it surprised them how quickly, you know, they got married. I had four brothers get married in 1 year.
Gosh.
We had one summer, about 2 weeks, you know, apart. One of my brothers married a girl that lived in a neighborhood friend, who had been teaching in Bath. This is supposed to be the oldest city in the state. And she wanted to get married in this old church up there. It's supposed to be the oldest church in the state. And to my recollection, it didn't have any floors, you know, just a bare floor. That's where she wanted to get married, and that's where she got married. And so it was kind of interesting. But Henry, one of my brothers, and Milton, and Robert all got married within 2 or 3 weeks of each other. And then my youngest brother, I think, got married either the latter part of that year, the first next year, and the other married one got married pretty soon. They were all married. See, I had one already married, but they were married within a couple of years after they got out of service.
Well, now, did their wives stay at home, or did they work?
Well, Horace, my oldest brother, worked for a tobacco company, Imperial Tobacco Company. He was living in Wilson. And he went back to his job. They held his job open for him.
That was good. What about their wives?
Uh-huh. Well, they worked.
They
his
did?
Wife, his wife
his
worked.
His wife did?
Uh-huh. She was the only one. They were the only one married. So she worked while he was gone. She had a little baby who had died in the meantime. So that was when I was in college. She died the first year. She was only about 13 months old. So they didn't have a child at that time.
Uh-huh.
So
she didn't have to worry about child care and all that.
But she went back to work in the...
Was she working when they married, or
no?
She went to work when he left.
She was very, very young when she got married. In fact, she had family problems. Her stepdaddy drank a lot, and she was trying to get out of that situation. She got married when she was about 15, I think, and that was a marriage they had to work out.
Right,
they had to work out. In today's time, they probably would be divorced, but they made it. They worked it. They worked it through.
So what about the other wives? Did any of them work while...
Well, they were not married. So he was the only one.
But I mean, when they came back...
One of my brothers went back to school. He had been in school for a couple of years.
Uh-huh.
And he went back to school, and she didn't work. She was just a housekeeper. And...